USA News Update. A sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled four fighter jets from Joint Base Andrews when a small aircraft violated U.S. airspace. FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in the mountain area of southwestern Virginia. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. The Associated Press reported that the Cessna was registered to Encore Motors of Melbourne Incorporated. John Rumpel, who owns the company, told the New York Times his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were on the plane. No one survived. Officials in Davenport, Iowa are confirming that the body of a person has been found in the apartment building that had partially collapsed last weekend. A city spokesman identified the victim as Brandon Colvin, who is the first confirmed death. The 42-year-old Colvin was one of three people still missing. Lance Pry, USA News.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,